Many investors live in fear of volatility, but that fear is likely scaring them into what they should fear most. We discuss more this week. As usual, lots of headlines, a fair amount of market volatility here in 2025, whether it was tariff related, plenty of fears around a shutdown, and what, though, for the whole to this point to date, been a good year for risk markets and many other markets as well. Volatility. So many people understandably hate it. We've talked about how our brain's fight or flight mechanism has responded to look at losing money much the same way we look at mortal danger. The issue with that is when it scares us into doing things that are even more dangerous to our portfolios than suffering through volatility. And on that note, let's maybe reframe that suffering. I think so many people look at volatility as this fine, as this punishment, when it's really better thought of as just a price of admission. If you want to go on the ride with the hopes and goals of being able to make money in investments over time, volatility, again, as they say, is the price you pay. But again, that price is the price of admission, not the fine. Why is reframing that so critical? Why is reframing that so critical? Well, volatility is really not the ultimate danger. That's risk. And so people will talk about risk tolerance. I think a better way to think about it is volatility tolerance, and we'll talk about that. We all have those bands that we just can't go past. But again, so important that we remember volatility is a temporary change in value, up and down. Just how much is it moving on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis? Risk is a permanent impairment of capital. The money is gone and it is not coming back. And what happens so many times is people fearing volatility actually engage plans, whether that's selling out at the bottom of the market or not getting into any kind of investment to begin with, and thus embrace true risk. What is true risk? Again, loss of capital, but also loss of purchasing power. It's not the roller coaster of volatility that we need to be in fear of, but rather being that proverbial frog in boiling water. And what am I talking about there? Well, inflation. The headline of the commentary this week is you just lost 10% and didn't realize it. Not talking about the market, not the correction that you might have missed that occurred, but rather the decline in the US dollar that's been hovering for much of the last few months at negative 10% year to date. Pop a chart up right now and you can see this. It's not going to make the news, most likely. It doesn't create for great headlines in the newspaper, but its impact on your life is very real nonetheless. And while the value of the dollar might ebb and flow over time, and its interplay with inflation is a commentary for another time, the general direction of the dollar, and certainly the general impact of inflation, is to move your purchasing power down over time. Hypothetical table just reflecting the power of compounding. But here again, if you look at this next chart will pop up, just a 3% inflation rate, kind of what we've been averaging here for quite some time, over 10 years is going to erode over 25% of your purchasing power. Let that occur over 20 years, you've lost close to half your money. This is the challenge. I've talked about the zombie of inflation slowly walking you down in the woods. You don't necessarily have to run through the forest, but you gotta get up and walk in terms of getting into some form of investment to stay in front of that. Again, at the least, maintain your purchasing power, let alone make progress toward whatever financial goals you might have in the long term. So what is then the blueprint for enduring volatility? We'll pop this quick chart up. One is just understanding it's normal. It's not evidence of a broken market. As you can see from this chart from the Capital Group, a 10% correction is something that happens about every 18 months. Even a 15%+ correction happened in every few years. I think when those moments happen, people assume it's all bad, it's all wrong. We harken back to the Great Depression. We harken back to 2008. When at least most of the time, the vast majority of the time, that is not the case. It is just that normal ebb and flow of market. So step one, like a lot of things in life, is just acceptance, accepting that this is just part of the ride. Again, that price that we have to pay to invest and hopefully invest successfully over time. The other thing is to have a great framework on the mathematical side. We'll always talk about here at 10 Capital, investing is about math and emotion. So we just kind of talked about that emotional side, the mindset side, viewing volatility correctly. The other one though is the brass tacks of how you build a plan. And for that, we use our much discussed acronym LIVE. How do you want your money to live? It stands for liquidity, income, volatility, and expected return. And so here, again, we don't want to keep inordinate amounts of cash, unnecessary amount of cash out of fear. We do need to have some money on the ready. And so walking through for your personal situation, what does that look like? Income stream. Do you have a stable, durable income stream that you can depend on? If you do, if that maps to your lifestyle, then the ebb and flow of the value of things is something, again, that you can detach a little bit more from. We see this all the time with the clients we work with, because again, you know where that next proverbial check in the mailbox is coming from to be able to provide for your needs in the interim. Third is volatility. Investing isn't just about the stock market. There's lots of things we can invest in. There's lots of ways to balance things to, again, mitigate the volatility. You can't avoid it, but mitigate the volatility that you experience to at least get closer to what your natural tolerance for volatility might be. That's the path to E. Those expected returns, those things that the markets historically have borne out, that only happens given time, and that time requires getting those first three pieces right. So in closing, volatility, the price of admission. It's a fun roller coaster ride, but it's going to be a roller coaster ride nonetheless. It's not a fine. It's not a punishment. And with the Fed beginning to cut rates, with discussions of ending their quantitative tightening, an earnings season that's going pretty well, there's reasons beyond just do it to be hopeful about what might lie ahead. If you or anyone you care about needs help walking through how they want their money to live, we're, of course, here to help anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.